I gargled razor blades. No, don't do that at home. I had nodules in my vocal cords and I had to have them surgically removed.
Right.
Which left me more husky because you're not supposed to talk after the operation for 6 weeks.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't stop talking, could I? So, so I ended up, I went in the studio and I said, it's a heartache. My God, your voice has changed. But, I didn't do any...
Everyone just went...
I had my first hit record. In America,
exactly. Yeah. I say,
when we heard it's a
heart attack,
every just went, geez, Rod Stewart's had a sex change.
don't listen to him.
I've just done a duet with Rod Stewart.
Did you?
Yeah.
Recently?
In March. Yeah.
Right. He's my guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
He's up there with Jamie Dornan. I love Rod.
Don't have to be a guilty pleasure to love
just a
Rod
pleasure.
What's he like in real life? Is he nice? Good crap?
Well, as usual, you do it in different studios because he was in LA and I was in London.
Yeah.
Rod, he is one of us. He would join us with Cliff Richard
as well, and Francis Rossi.
Oh wow! Oh, you have been in good
on the new album Between the Earth and the Stars, and also Barry Gibb wrote a song for me as well.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
know. God, you have been a busy bee.
So tonight you're performing in the Electric Estate, so the throwback stage, which sounds like, it's not nice to be thrown back there. But anyway, so what do you do all the old stuff?
Yeah, I do. I do Lost in France. And not Lost in France. It's a heartache.
Yeah, yes. Why don't you do Lost in France?
Of the heart.
Total Eclipse.
It's a lot of snogging. And it's a heartache. Total Eclipse
Holding
of the Heart.
Holding out for a hero.
Holding out for a hero. Course. And some of the new songs from the album that are going down a storm. You know, I've been touring all year.
Wow. Yeah. And when you do Total Eclipse of the Heart, do people still bring lighters out? Because people don't have lighters anymore. I remember we used to bring them out in the day. So they bring their phone out now, don't they?
Yeah, they bring the phone out now, the torch. But it's going to be too early for that tonight. It's not going to be dark. So.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Happy days for you, though. You could perform and then get off and then relax. And
but, they want an hour or so,
They want an hour. They want more than an hour, buddy.
Well, they can have
but you've been so busy. Have you had a holiday?
I normally do 1.5 hours.
Did you have a summer holiday?
No, but I am going tomorrow to Faro.
Oh, nice.
I sang in Albufeira 10 days ago to 40,000 people.
Wow.
I'm going back there tomorrow for a holiday, so God help me when I go shopping.
So you're going to meet the 40,000 people? Well, I saw you.
Will you go back with family, with friends?
Yeah, no, with my husband.
Oh, brilliant.
And then my sister and her friends will be there.
Yeah. Good. So you can switch off, read books.
I've got a huge family, darling. Yeah.
Fantastic. Good. But for everybody, you're tonight at 7 o'clock. How do you keep the voice the way it is? Is there something that you do or take?
As soon as I leave you now, my voice coach is waiting for me to do a 10-minute session with him.
Oh,
so everybody around the area of the dressing room is going to wonder what the hell am I doing?
Yeah.
Now I've got a question. I love asking people this. Do you have a rider list? If so, what's on your list?
Definitely Jack Daniels. One for the boys.
I love her.
Wow, okay.
I love her.
Yeah.
One for the boys, one for the me.
Yes. Is that bottle?
But I only have one shot only before I go on stage.
Yeah, but on a pint glass.
But I might have my red wine then afterwards as well.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And what about Skittles, M&M's, candles, anything like that? Or just
No.
Okay, she definitely has Irish blood.
Jack Daniels Red Blood. Red Bull.
Yeah.
I love it. Can I just say, Bonnie Tyler, it's been an amazing thrill just to sit here beside you. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad you didn't get handsy.
I know, I didn't. Well, I got touchy slightly on the knee there.